day right now in Toronto. The Rogers Cup is in full swing. Joining us to discuss it is our good friend John Horn from TSN. You can follow him on Twitter at SportsHorn. John, welcome back to the show. How you doing, sir?
Mark, how are you doing, buddy? Good to have, thanks for having me on again.
I appreciate you taking some time. The Rogers Cup going this week from Toronto. Heading into this event, John, what would you say is the biggest story? Is it the amount of Canadians? Is it just Rio right around the corner? What's the biggest story heading into the Rogers Cup?
Well, I think on the men's side in the Toronto tournament, which I'm at right now, is the Milos Raonic angle. I think everybody's looking for big things from Milos Raonic after the Wimbledon final appearance and being on home soil. He always gets that extra attention being on home soil. So I think, you know, a lot of people want to see him play well. You know, to be honest, I think he's got, even though, you know, a lot of the big names aren't here, the Nadal, Federer, Murray, Ferrer, none of those four players are here. Obviously, Murray and Federer and Nadal being the most important or the biggest draws, so to speak. I think a lot of people are expecting big things from Milos Raonic. The only problem is his draw is not easy. I mean, he's going to have to play Alexander Zverev probably in the second round. He's likely going to have to play Steve Johnson in the third round. Both those guys are playing really well right now. And unfortunately, you know, I think the tournament organizers would have loved to have had it this way, where if Raonic does get through, he'd make it to the final and he'd play Novak Djokovic. But the way the draw is shaped out, you know, when they do the draws before the tournament, it's sort of a luck of the draw kind of thing. And Milos Raonic, unfortunately, is in the same half as Novak Djokovic. So the furthest they can play each other will be the semifinals. So if they do go through all the opponents up until that point, one of them will be in the final and one of them won't be. So I think that the Milos Raonic draw is going to be tough, but I think all eyes are going to be on him. I was at the event yesterday, sort of where they had the qualifying, and just walking around with one of my sons, and the crowd that Raonic had just for a practice session was unbelievable. It was like 5-6 deep around the court, and so that's what people want to see. And I think the fact that there's a lot of Canadians in the field is great. They get a lot of the Canadians get wild cards. Sometimes they qualify as well, but you've already seen a couple of Canadians today in Polanski and Steven Diaz, both winning three setters, so they're on to the next round. And tonight you're going to see Frank Dantsevic in action, and the 17-year-old Denis Shapovalov, who won the won Wimbledon boys singles, won the final. So it's going to make for some good tennis at the Rogers Cup this week.
John Horn joins us. You can follow him on Twitter at SportsHorn. In your opinion, John, how has Milos Raonic really handled, I guess, pressure? Because really now the whole country's been aware of him for 5 or 6 years now, but really it seems like he is the face of tennis in this country. I believe he surpassed Jeannie Bouchard. How do you, or maybe you disagree with me, but how do you think he's handled being in the spotlight, especially after making that Wimbledon final?
I mean, I think he's handled it really well, to be honest. He's not exactly the kind of guy who's a big personality or has a lot to say, or, you know, is really emotional or anything like that. He's a very stoic kind of guy, and he's a really nice guy, but he's not one of those players who shows a lot of emotion on the court, who sort of shows his cards. He's got a great poker face, and I think, to be honest, he just goes about his business, gets on the court and knows what he has to do and lets his racket do the talking. And for the most part, he's done that over the last little while. I don't think, you know, I mean, obviously there were maybe a few nerves going into that match at Wimbledon, being a final and all in center court, playing Andy Murray, and even before that playing Roger Federer. But, you know, you wouldn't really notice it, to be honest. He's a stoic kind of guy, and he goes out there and handles what he has to do and takes care of business on the court. And I think he talks about how great it is to play in Toronto and be in his hometown, and he obviously wants to show everybody that he's a great player and that he can win. And it would be a great storyline if he was able to win at the Rogers Cup this weekend, him being his home court. But it's very difficult to do that. And the field is, even though it's missing some of the top players, is still very strong, and it's not going to be that easy. But I think he's handled the pressure really well, and he's been in pressure situations before in Davis Cup, and he's done well in those two. So, yeah, I mean, he's the face of Canadian tennis right now. There's no doubt about it. Eugenie Bouchard is still very popular, but she obviously doesn't have the track record that Milos does. She's dropped out of the top 30 in tennis in the women's game now, and she's lost four straight matches in the first round, and she's just not the player she once was. So I think, you know, when you talk about the face of tennis, Milos Raonic is it right now for Canada.
And how long until we're speaking about Denis Shapovalov of being the face of tennis in Canada? Because he's still 17 years old?
17 years old and is a name that's been said in numerous different ways, numerous different times. I've heard Shapovalov is the way I'm going with it. I've heard Shapovalov. I've heard it many different ways, but he's a phenom. I mean, I think he's going to be one of the up-and-comers in the world of tennis. There's another kid who's 15 years old, Felix Auger-Aliassime, who reached the French Open Junior Boys Final and almost won that. He had a couple of match points and three match points in the entire match and wasn't able to pull it off. But he started to make a name for himself, and he's getting recognition from many of the top tennis analysts around the world. But I think Denis Shapovalov, he's got a good game. I mean, he hits the ball really hard. He's got a super strong backhand, a one-handed backhand. He's got the sort of hockey hair going, the hat backwards look, and he gets he's the opposite of Milos Raonic. He gets emotional on the court. He almost broke a racket over his knee during the Wimbledon final, and he's one of those guys where you kind of root for him because he's got a lot to say. He's got a good personality, and hey, he's Canadian, so I think you're going to hear from this guy. The one thing that you have to be careful about with junior tennis players is that, you know, a lot of the junior players, they have great junior careers, but then they fizzle out as they get to the next level. So it's still a little bit early to say that this guy is going to be great. I mean, I personally think just watching him and seeing the way he handles himself, he could be one of the futures of tennis in the men's game, but still a little bit too early to say for sure. But, yeah, I mean, it's tonight he's playing against Nick Kyrgios on center court, and that should be a great match. Two strong personalities, and it'll be interesting to see if Shapovalov is, you know, showing a little bit of that emotion on the court and how that is reacted to by Nick Kyrgios, because he's one of those guys who sort of likes to play, plays to the beat of his own drum, and, you know, may not take too kindly to a younger player showing a lot of emotion, and he may want to sort of show it to him on his own home court. So we'll see what happens, but it should be a good match tonight.
You also tweeted earlier, though, but how much tennis has Kyrgios been playing? Hasn't he been playing Pokemon Go?
Well, Nick Kyrgios is he's a character. There's no doubt about it. He's kind of a kid at heart. I mean, he is a kid. He's only 21. But, you know, he said, you know, after Wimbledon that his head wasn't really in tennis. And, you know, you look at his Twitter handle and you go through some of the stuff that he says on there. And he's not all tennis. He likes to do other stuff. He likes to play basketball. He's a huge Boston Celtic fan. He likes to get away. He likes to travel. And, you know, there's some shots of him on his Twitter account hanging on the beaches of Croatia. So he's a guy who likes to, you know, get away from tennis, and I don't think tennis is everything to him. And I think from what I've been reading, he's a Pokemon guy, like the majority of people in North America for some reason. Not quite sure. I don't get the whole Pokemon thing myself. I was in an ice cream shop yesterday, and there were people looking at their phones playing Pokemon in the line at the ice cream shop, and I was trying to figure this whole thing out. But he seems to really enjoy it. And then he's a personality, and you know, he's hot one day, cold the next, and you're never really sure what you're going to get from him. But on the court, he's one of those players where you always want to watch and see what he's doing, because he's either going to play really well and show some good tennis, or he's not going to play well and he's going to get emotional and upset with the umpires in his box and sometimes the fans, as we saw last year at the Rogers Cup with Stan Wawrinka. So I think tonight's match between him and Shapovalov should be a good one.
Joined by John Horn from TSN. You can follow him on Twitter at SportsHorn. Shifting away from the Rogers Cup, Rio Games about 11 days away, opening ceremonies. Jeannie Bouchard, who you talked about earlier, she said she's representing Canada. Are you surprised, especially that we've seen a lot of high-profile tennis players and also golfers pull out? Are you surprised that Jeannie is going to be representing her country?
I'm not really. I mean, I think, I'm not in Jeannie Bouchard's mindset, but I didn't really have a doubt about this from the beginning. I thought she was going to play anyway. I thought it was actually kind of a nice touch, and I'm not saying I knew that she was going to be in the Olympics, or that I knew that I thought she was going to be in the Olympics, or that she knew she was going to be in the Olympics, but I thought it was interesting to see that she made the announcement in Montreal, in her hometown, at the Rogers Cup. I thought that was kind of a cool move by her to do that, sort of save up the suspense and then announce it at home. But the unfortunate part of it is that Jeannie Bouchard isn't playing great tennis right now and hasn't been playing great tennis for quite a while. She's had a few ups and downs, a few ups this year. She's made it to two finals this year. In Hobart, just outside of Australia and Malaysia. So I don't want to take that away from her, but she's coming into the Rogers Cup losing in the first round, a number of times in a row now, and she's just not playing great tennis. And I think that, you know, whether she goes to the Olympics or not, I don't think her Olympic experience, at least in singles, is going to last that long. She'll play doubles as well with Gabby Dabrowski, who's actually one of the Canadians you don't hear much about, but she plays doubles regularly. So, you know, they might play reasonably well at doubles, but they don't play regularly together. And she may play mixed doubles with Vasek Pospisil. So, I mean, the biggest problem with the Olympics, as great as it is, representing your country, is that once you get into the doubles and the mixed doubles, a lot of these players don't play together during the season. So you're really putting them together for one tournament and expecting them to try and win a gold medal. It's just not going to be that easy. You look at the men's side, when you see the Bryant brothers who've been playing together for years and years, they're the number one seeds. Well, I mean, I'm not going to say they're going to win the gold medal for sure, but they certainly have a legitimate, strong favorite to win it because they play together all the time. Novak Djokovic is going to play doubles in the Olympics. He's playing with his partner, Nenad Zimonjic, and who's you know, from his home country as well, but they don't play together regularly. So it's hard to expect, you know, Jeannie Bouchard and Gabby Dabrowski to win a medal in doubles when they don't play doubles together ever. So that'll make it tough for her. I don't expect big things from her at the Olympics, but you know what? The experience and everything, it's kind of hard to turn it down when, you know, you're a young player and you're only going to have maybe one or two chances to make an Olympic team. So you kind of got to take it while you can.
John, I really appreciate your time. Enjoy this week. We'll catch up later on as we get closer to the Olympics and we'll wrap up the Rogers Cup. John, appreciate your time.
You got it, Mark. I think I'm going to change into my third shirt now in about 2 hours because of the humidity here, but we'll get through it. And it should be some good tennis this week in Montreal and Toronto. So looking forward to seeing how it plays out.
Stay dry. Thanks, John.
You got it.
John Horn from TSN.